Hello, everybody. This is Jason Peebles, the founder of World Outreach Ministries, and this is another victory video designed to help you grow strong in Christ. In a moment, I want to look at a powerful principle from God's Word that I could summarize this way: overcoming resistance. And if you're facing resistance and problems right now, listen to the principles that we're going to discuss, and it'll help you press through and find the success and the victory that God has for you. Before we do that, let me just say thank you to those of you who support one of our missionary families. You may not know this, but we are the home office for missionaries all over the world. And it's so exciting to see what our missionaries are doing. We have some missionaries that are directly involved in evangelism, discipleship, Bible schools, leadership training. Others kind of use more of a humanitarian approach as a platform to share Christ. Feeding programs, children's shelters, orphanages, medical clinics, all types of outreaches, aviation, translation. It's so thrilling to see the Holy Spirit raising up mission workers in these days. And we are the home office for them. By the way, if you're a missionary watching this and you're in need of a dependable home office, then contact us. Simply go to our website, and I'm going to put the address again across the screen. Go to our website, click on the missionary agency section, and all the details are there on what we do every month for our missionaries and how we can be a dependable home office for you. All right, let's turn our attention now to this exciting Bible principle that I've come to call overcoming resistance. You know, the Bible says that we're in a spiritual warfare. Everything is not easy. We're in a warfare, Ephesians 6, and we may look at that in just a moment. But I don't know, when I talk to some Christians, I think they must have a different Bible than I do, because my Bible says that we're in a battle, we're in a warfare. There's a subtle false teaching that some people adhere to, and that is that everything in this world is from God, God's in control of everything, and nothing could be further from the truth. I can prove that to you just from the Lord's Prayer. Do you remember part of the Lord's Prayer? Jesus says that we are to pray, "Thy will be done," where? On earth, as it is in heaven. Well, why would we be praying that if everything here is already God's will? It's not. Genocide, child abuse, all types of atrocities that we see daily in the news reports, those are not from God. They're from Satan, our enemy. And so we have to understand that when we are walking with God, there is going to be a resistance. There's going to be pressure at times. There's going to be a warfare, and we have to press through. And knowing about this resistance will help you get the victory. Now, I want to share one simple verse with you, and it may be a verse that you're not familiar with. In fact, I would say most people probably would not be able to quote this verse, but it's tucked away in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, where Paul is giving some of his final words to the leaders there. And you know, sometimes in those verses that we just kind of skip over, there's a lot to be learned. You know, those verses where he says, "Say hi to so-and-so, say hi to so-and-so." Well, here's one of the verses tucked away that tells us about this whole idea of resistance. I'm in verse 9, 1 Corinthians 16, verse 9. Paul says, "For a great and effective door has been opened to me." And he's referring to the open door that he had in Ephesus, which, by the way, ended up becoming one of his best revival places. And we have the book of Ephesians that came out of that revival and movement that took place. But listen to what he says further. He says, "For a great and effective door has been opened to me, but there are many adversaries." Now, you know, I want you to see what he's saying there. This one simple verse really tells us a lot about the way Paul thought, about his perspective of the world, and he understood that there's a battle. Just because God opens a door, because God says, "I want you to do this," or "I want you to start this business," or "I want your family to have this home," or whatever you're facing right now, just because God has opened a door doesn't mean that it's going to be easy. In fact, I'll go on record to say this. If you're doing God's will, you're going to run into some problems. You know, Satan is not so concerned about people that don't read the Word, don't pray, and they're not even pursuing God's will. He's already got them under his influence. He is going to attack those who are pressing in and attempting to do God's will. Those who pray, asking God to show them the will, the assignments. he is going to attack them. And Paul really summarizes that. He says, "For a great and effective door has opened unto me." All right, who opened that door? Obviously God, the Holy Spirit. He says it's an open door. It's a great opportunity. But there are many adversaries. And so those adversaries, first and foremost, are spiritual resistance that we face in the spirit. And we may look at Ephesians 6. In fact, I think we will here in just a moment. Great passage on the warfare that we face. That one passage alone just blows out of the water this idea that everything here is from God. No, it's not. You know, when God first committed the dominion of the earth into man's hand, that changed everything. If you go back to Ephesians or Genesis chapter 1, he said, "I am giving to you dominion over all the earth." And so when God gave dominion to mankind, then he put within our power the power of choice and decisions. That means that many of the things that happen in this world are because of man's decisions, man's choices, wrong decisions. But there's also a spiritual force working behind the scenes that Ephesians 6 talks about. Now, how can you overcome resistance? Let's say that you're pressing in to let's use something very practical and normal. You're attempting to buy your next home or your first home. Or you're starting a business, or you've stepped out into missions, or whatever it may be. You step out, you know you've heard God, you've sensed the Holy Spirit giving you the green light, you move forward, and suddenly there's resistance that takes place. That's normal. And so one of the things that's going to help you is to realize, you say, "Well, I thought I heard God." You did. And you don't need to give up. You need to learn to press through and believe God and overcome the resistance and the adversaries that may come your way. I know in my life, every time I've attempted to step out and do anything for God, whether it was a ministry decision, the very building that I'm sitting in as I record this to purchase this building, we've owned several airplanes through the years that I've used for the ministry. I'm a pilot, and so I've crisscrossed the United States dozens, if not hundreds of times, flown outside the United States to deliver medical equipment. Every single time that I've attempted to do something for God, feeling in my heart that God was saying, "Do it," I have always faced, number one, these mental attacks. You're not good enough. It's not going to happen. It's not going to work for you. Outward resistance. Sometimes people just being people that bring resistance, obstinate, people that are being difficult. And you have to realize that behind the scenes, the enemy is trying to discourage you and stop you, and you can't give in to that. And so even in the apostle, this is the apostle Paul, he says, "I know I've got this great door, but there are many adversaries." And he's saying, "Please pray for me." And he talks about Timothy and some of the other workers that were helping him. So you can see a lot here. He had teamwork. He had prayer power going for him. And you can have the same thing. Now, let's go to that passage that I mentioned earlier, and I really do think we have time to go there just for a moment. Ephesians 6, that gives us more insight into this battle. By the way, before we go any further, let me just say that we have some free study guides. Now, these are absolutely free. And we've got one that I would encourage you to go to our website and print it out, because it ties in to the subject of overcoming resistance. The title of this one is "Do It Afraid." And you know, if you're going to overcome resistance, you're going to have to at times do it afraid. You know, when David faced Goliath, he did it afraid, I'm sure. He saw the giant. He saw the armor that he had on, but he knew he'd heard God. He had to go do it afraid. Every time that you try to do anything from God, the force of fear will try to stop you. So go to our website, click on the free Bible study section, find this one on "Do It Afraid," print it out, and you'll be able to take notes. There's a lot in here that's going to help you overcome the resistance that perhaps you're facing right now. Learn to do it afraid. And you know what? You'll find more success in God when you do that. All right, Ephesians 6. Ephesians 6, Paul, again, the Apostle Paul, tells us about this battle that I've been alluding to. In fact, he gives us quite a lot of details. And I would encourage you to begin studying Ephesians 6, beginning with verse 10, there's so many insights here. I'd love to teach a whole series on this. Not just a short 15-minute victory video, but a whole series. But notice what he says in verse 10. He says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. Oh, that is so important. I'm not to be strong in Jason. You're not to be strong in yourself. You're not to have this self pump it up. I can do it. I can do it. I can do it. In fact, it's better to say, I can't do it, but he can. I can't do it, but I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So Paul says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. He says, put on the whole armor of God. So as you face this resistance, you want to remind yourself that you have spiritual armor. And Paul begins to talk about the armor. And again, I would encourage you to study this on your own. All these pieces of the armor, he talks about you got to protect the way you think. So you've got to change the way you think. He talks about the helmet of salvation. Talks about the shield of faith, the sword of the Spirit, all these different parts of the armor. But notice what he says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the plans and the schemes of the devil. There it is, the resistance. The devil has plans just like God has plans. The devil has assignments on your life just like God has assignments. But we can win when we put on the whole armor of God and we're strong in the Lord, not our strength, but in the Lord. Verse 12 says it all. He says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So my battle, even though I have people that may be resisting me, they're not really my enemy. Behind the scenes, there are spiritual forces that influence others at times. And really, you could take this even to the national level, the international level, where wars and rumors of war start. Why? Because spiritual forces are behind the scenes working with leadership, dictators, people that will commit genocide, all types of atrocities in this world. It goes back to the way leaders think, and that's being influenced by these spirit powers. But we can win when we understand that we have the armor of God. He says, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual wickedness, or one version says wicked spirits in heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. In other words, you'll have the victory. So when we talk about overcoming the force of fear, we could summarize it this way. Number one, you're ahead of the game if you know that it's normal to face resistance. You know, people that don't understand the principles of what we're talking about, they face resistance and it's like, what's wrong with me? I guess I'm not doing God's will. Oh, yes, you are. If you're facing resistance, you're in good company. You're in the company of the Apostle Paul. Jesus himself faced resistance. Any time that you endeavor to step through an open door, there will be resistance. It's normal. Number two, as we've just said, we have the armor of God. We have the weapons of God. We can win this battle through his strength. So I trust that this short message has encouraged you. I want to encourage you to do it afraid. Get this study guide, print it out on Do It Afraid. Move forward in the assignments that God has for you. And don't allow these temporary resistance and adversaries to stop you from doing what you know in your heart you're supposed to be doing. Whether that's business, a family decision, ministry, you do the assignments that God has called you to do and do it by faith. All right, this is Jason Peebles reminding you, starve your doubts, feed your faith, and follow God's plan for your life.